enjoy a little interpersonal drama in your ops team? Yeah, neither do I. In a complex business environment with a diverse team, conflict is inevitable. It is the unwanted guest that just keeps showing up to the party uninvited. And as the drama unfolds, it can trigger a domino effect. Misunderstandings multiply, resentments fester, and it drags down everyone's productivity and morale. Conflict happens wherever people come together, especially in workplaces, and especially wherever people with different goals are constantly interdependent, like in operations. You need to be able to get in there, get it resolved, and get them back on track. There are a lot of resolution strategies available, but where do you start? Which delivers the best results? In this episode, I'll unveil the crucial first step to elevating your conflict resolution skills. Find the full transcript at yourfuturerealize.com/21. This is Your Future Realized podcast with host Laura Malinowski. I help operations executives like you gain control of your mind, time, and career so you can love your work again and advance. I led cross-functional business operations for more than a decade, so I know how intense and heavy that can be. Subscribe to this podcast for tips that help you take a strategic pause, lighten your load, and get in the flow towards your true north. Hey, ops execs. If there's one thing I've learned about handling team drama, it's that it's not just a set of skills, strategies, or quick fixes. It's a mindset. You handle conflict better when you're aware of your natural approach to it. So when you are faced with conflict, what typically happens to you? I have found great success leveraging the Enneagram to explore this. In the Enneagram context, there are three conflict styles: assertive, withdrawing, or compliant. You settled into your conflict style when you were a kid, and each one provides unique benefits. For example, if you have an assertive conflict style, you're direct and confrontational. You're not afraid to express your opinions and stand up for yourself. This fosters empowerment and respect with people, and it helps get things resolved quickly and efficiently. If you have a withdrawing conflict style, you tend to avoid conflict. You withdraw from it so you can process what's going on inside before engaging. You can maintain an emotional balance and avoid unnecessary confrontation, and this diffuses tension in relationships. If you have a compliant conflict style, you accommodate other people's needs first. You listen actively, empathize deeply, and find mutually beneficial solutions. This builds trust and understanding and promotes collaboration. Each of the three styles also has its liability. Assertive types can be seen as aggressive or dominant, especially when they're not tactful. This can lead others to feeling intimidated. Withdrawing types can show up to others as indifferent, and this can lead to unresolved issues and resentments that build up over time. And compliant types can be seen as weak and lacking confidence when they don't assert their own needs. It can lead to feelings of being taken advantage of. So, which of these three styles resonates most strongly with you? None of them is better than the others, though there may be times when one is more effective than another. The goal of knowing your conflict style is not to change it. It is simply to understand it so you can have more choices and more power to handle conflicts in your team. What that takes is practicing mindfulness. Now, mindfulness is the practice of being present to your experience without judging it. To do this, when you encounter a conflict, take a moment to pause, breathe, and check in with yourself. This will help you understand how your body, mind, and emotions are reacting to the situation. For example, I have a client with an assertive style. She says that when she senses conflict, she has a strong desire to state her opinion forcefully and confront it head on. She told me, "My heart rate goes up and I get super alert. It feels like I'm a fire hose waiting to unleash a powerful stream of water." A client who has a compliant style says he tends to feel very anxious around conflict. He worries about disappointing others. In conflict, he often experiences a knot in the pit of his stomach and racing thoughts through his brain. For me, with a withdrawing style, I know my default mode is to feel kind of overwhelmed by conflict. It's often a muscle tension in my neck and in my stomach, and I just get the sensation that I've got to escape so I can get a hold of myself again and think clearly. These are just a few examples to show you how your own style can come through, but everyone's experience is different. There are many ways your body sends you intel when you come up to conflict or stress. Your job is to notice it and get curious about it. By tuning into your inner experience, you can calm and regulate these impulses so they don't control you. That will help you upgrade your approach when drama arises so you can choose your next step wisely. And remember, it can be hard to stop and be mindful during tough times like conflict if you're not used to it. Regular, consistent mindfulness practice boosts your self-awareness, and this prepares you to handle conflicts more effectively when they come up. Imagine it like working out at the gym. The idea of doing 200 crunches may seem daunting if you've never done it before. But if you build up your reps over time a few times a week, reaching 200 becomes much more easily manageable. Practicing mindfulness is kind of like that. Want to hear more about building practices that can give you a calmer mind? Check out episode 15, How to Lead Operations Without Losing Your Cool. You can't stop the chaos, but you can change the game. Thanks for tuning in to Your Future Realized podcast. If this show gave a boost to your day, please leave a review about it and share it with your biz ops buddies.